For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. A manufacturer of recycled plastic products in Evansville, Indiana, is experiencing a surge in business due in part to China halting the import of plastic trash last year. Green Tree Plastics is now expanding partnerships with major corporations. As Rhonda Miller reports, the family-owned company is also meeting the growing demand from student groups to produce benches and picnic tables from what most Americans have been sending to landfills, plastic bottle caps.
The playground at Holy Name Catholic School in Henderson, Kentucky, has a couple of special benches. They're made from recycled plastic caps and lids, from water bottles, milk jugs, yogurt cups, toothpaste, coffee cans, peanut butter, and lots of other containers. Yvonne Drury is the school's recycling coordinator.
This bench and this one here I know have been here probably going on 10 years. And they're going to last forever.
It takes 200 pounds of caps to make one of these six-foot benches. Over the past 10 years, Holy Name has collected more than 18,000 pounds of plastic caps. Drury says the caps are recycled into benches and tables for the school and sometimes donated to other groups.
We collect about six large 55-gallon drums about every 2 months, and they are then taken to Green Tree.
Green Tree Plastics is a manufacturer of recycled plastic lumber located just across the Ohio River from Henderson, Kentucky, in Evansville, Indiana. Green Tree Vice President Cara Bornfeld says 10 years ago, Holy Name students approached the owner of the company asking if they could develop a sustainability project that would recycle plastic caps and lids that were ending up in landfills.
Because you have so many cap enclosure manufacturers running so many different types of plastic with different melt rates and the contamination level, normal plastic manufacturing companies just cannot run this type of material through their machines.
Green Tree took on the challenge of those plastic caps and collaborated with the students from Holy Name to create the ABC Promise Partnership. ABC stands for A Bench for Caps. Bornfeld says word got around.
Well, then we started getting calls. Oh, I heard about this school that got a bench from Saving Bottle Caps. Do you offer that? And yes, we can do that for you. So from there, we've started to get calls from Kansas from my aunt saying, why is my nephew screaming at me to not throw my bottle caps away?
She says the program just kept growing.
So right now we currently have close to 6,000 organizations in 37 states coast to coast actively participating in the ABC partnership program.
She says the program teaches more than recycling.
I have preschoolers learning their shapes and their colors all the way to high school and college students using it in their science classes, breaking down the molecular structure between high-density polyethylene and polypropylene.
Now, Green Tree is in the midst of another creative business moment. Bornfeld says that was set into motion last year when China stopped importing plastic waste from the United States.
Huge corporations are now going, oh, wow, we have to look at our waste stream. What can be reused? What can be processed?
She says some of those big companies are looking to Green Tree for answers.
I love that I'm getting calls from huge corporate entities, and we're starting to develop projects, which we have developed a CPR project, Corporate Partners Recycle, for those huge corporate entities like, you know, Silgan, Berry Plastics, Berry Global, Walgreens.
Green Tree Plastics is a family-owned business with 20 employees that's found itself in an accelerated growth mode with the demand for ABC Promise and corporate partnerships. So one project on the drawing board now is a plan for expansion. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.